Hey everybody, it's October 17th, 2017, and you're listening to episode number 3 of Tamar Talks Radio.
Welcome to Tamar Talks, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host, who's ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to me. It's your girl, Ashley Tamar, aka Tamar. Thank you so much for joining my third podcast. I hope you've been enjoying all of the previous podcasts, the interviews with the who's who and the who is that. I hope you've been empowered, inspired from the bottom of my heart. I am bringing this new opportunity as a platform for all of us to just be educated and just moving forward to move forward. You know what I mean? So I hope you've been enjoying it. And I hope you're sharing it with others and saying like, hey, you know, I found out today, da 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 da. But anyways, October 20th, guess what movie is coming out? You guessed it, Butu, A Madea Halloween. Mr. Tyler Perry brings it again with some fabulous talent. And so here's my surprise to you. Enjoy this interview with Miss Patrice Lovely, a.k.a. Hattie Mae.
Good morning.
Hi, Patrice. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I guess it's afternoon, huh?
It is, but you know, for us, it's always
it's morning. How you, hon, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fatty madly, just fatty madly.
Oh, Patrice. We got Patrice Lovely on Tamar Talks. I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been wanting to just personally hear more about your story and all the other stuff, but it's just a new radio show to give voices to, like, those who everyone supports, but we just don't hear from all the time.
Well, I'm so happy to be a part, and I'm so happy that it's you. You know, I can let my hair down a little bit more with you because you're my friend.
Patrice, it's so good to hear your voice. You know what? This is a question I've always wanted to ask. I've heard you talk about it, but I haven't really known the details. Can you tell people really where you really just started doing what you do, what you naturally do?
Wow. Well, it started, I think my first gig ever was like 1996. I was living in Montgomery, Alabama, and I was doing just, you know, little in-town, little gigs. And a friend of mine, Dwayne Woods, he heard me sing, and no one ever knew that I could act. So he brought me out for a play called Good Man Is Hard to Find. And from there, I just kicked the doors in. I went from show to show to show. And what's crazy, Tamar, is I never auditioned for a show ever a day in my life. And God just opened the doors, and I just walked through them. So from there, I just start creating my own characters. I was doing The Good Man Is Hard to Find, and there was another show on the road called Child Support. We didn't know that the show was the same show, and we were in Chicago, I believe, and the people were complaining because they had already seen that show maybe like a week before. And so the promoters and all of them, they was like, okay, guys, well, this is the deal. Either we have to come up with a new show overnight, or we're going to have to cancel the tour. Well, you know, ain't nobody getting ready to play with our paper. So we stayed up in the lobby. We stayed in the lobby all night, and that's how the characters were created.
Well, Patrice, listen. First of all, when you were going through all of that, and, you know, let's be real, the money that you made then does not compare to where God has brought you now. But can you give people the insight into when you're creating these characters, did you ever think like, oh, I would love for these characters to be on TV? Or were you really in the moment where you were about the art? Like, you weren't thinking about the other side of where you are now.
Absolutely not. I was just, like you said, enjoying the art. I enjoy acting. I enjoy, you know, what I do. I love to bring laughter. And I like to see, you know, people smile. And even back then, it was a lot going on. People were going through. And just to be able to uplift somebody's spirit and, you know, make their day a little bit brighter, that's what gave me joy. And that's what brought pleasure to me. And of course, you know, the money then was good, but now it's even better. But again, that wasn't even the reason I did it. I did it because I loved that and I knew my purpose. I knew the calling that God had on me, even though it was comedy. The Bible says laughter is good like a medicine. And that's just what I did. I love it. Even now, it's not about the money. It's about the people, and it's about people smiling and taking some of the pressure off people's lives, off their everyday lives.
Even in that time, could you sense when people didn't understand your gift? Like, because it was a different time, even though, like you said, laughter is for the soul. Even though people were laughing, did you ever sense or did you ever experience anyone just really kind of knocking what he was doing with you, with you creating characters? Because women weren't really creating characters.
Right. Right. And I grew up watching like Carol Burnett and Lucille Ball. I was never like a real TV person. I was never, nobody can say that I was biting off of anybody. It's just something that God gave me. And again, I never went to school for it, never took a class. It was just God's gift. It was my gift. And so, again, he said that your gift will make room for you. And I was just obedient to what he told me to do. And that has been my livelihood. I definitely didn't know anyone personally, any comedians or anyone that had ever done characters. This is just something. And again, like you said, okay, I'm thinking, okay, God, am I tripping? Or, you know what I mean? Like, where is this coming from? But I just allow him to do what he was doing and just roll with it.
Where are you from? Like, where are you born and raised?
I was born in Jackson, Mississippi. I grew up in Troy, Alabama, and Hamilton, Ohio. I've just been everywhere pretty much, all over the globe. I left home when I was 16. My mom was a pastor. And, you know, back then it was just, it was hard because she was in a church. People back then were kind of just out of it. My mom had got to the point where she was burning televisions and stuff like that and saying the devil was in the TVs and I'm going, that they're having bonfires. And I don't think I've ever told this, but I'm watching floor model TVs being burnt in bonfires. And I just knew that just wasn't, even I was young, but I knew to just listen to my spirit. And had I not done that, Tamar, I would not be where I am now had I stayed there. So I left home when I was 16. I ran away, and my mom didn't know whether I was living or dead for like 7, 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just God's grace and his hands upon me and the angels protecting me. And you out there and you're that young and you just out there with no one. I was out alone. I ran away. I went to Tallahassee, Florida. I went there and I lived with my sister for a little while. And then I took off again. And so eventually my mom and I made a connection and, you know, we got back on track as far as our relationship was concerned. But a lot of people say this is what they want to do. But I was reading something earlier and you know what it is that you want to do, but then you got to be ready for what comes with that.
Yeah.
People don't know the in between. You know, all they see is the glitz and glamour. You know, you don't know the life and the struggle that came with that. Again, you got to be ready to take on whatever comes with the job. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is powerful. Can you give some, I know we get these questions all the time in interviews, but your story is really different. Even when I met you, I just knew, like, And this is something that I think even the word says, how, you know, women should exhort other women and extol other women and reprimand other women, you know, to elevate true women of beauty. And I think what your story really empowers, I know firsthand, is that that is who you are on and off stage. You are really good at telling people the truth, and you're really good at extolling people at the same time. So what can you tell young teenagers who, and I've experienced it, I've met a lot of teenagers who go through this, they have parents that don't believe in their dreams, and whatever the case may be, what would you say to today's teenagers when it's time for them to go and pursue their passion?
First of all, I would say make sure that you listen to your spirit. Make sure you stay in tune to what God is saying to you. A lot of times we're rebellious, and that was me. You know, I knew my mom wouldn't allow me to be an entertainer or whatever. She didn't want me to have anything to do with the entertainment business because it wasn't church. And back then, it was definitely not of God. So for young women, I would say just stay connected, stay in tune, stay with the spirit. And now I would say listen to your parents. A lot of times they're saying things to you because they've already been there. They've seen it. Back in the day when my mom was just gung-ho. She was just into the church, and it was nothing but church. But now they're a little bit more in tune, and they're more supportive now, because back then she didn't want me to just get out there and somebody take advantage of me, take advantage of my gift, take advantage of my body. She wanted the best for me, but it was just the way she went about, like forcing it down my throat.
Yeah.
And at that point, I just wanted to be able to venture and pursue my dream. So I would just say stay focused, stay in tune, learn your craft, go to school and, you know, expound on what God has given you. If I could start over, I would. It's never too late to expound, but just stay connected. Just listen to you and listen to your spirit and listen to what God is saying for your life.
Oh, Lord, Patrice Lovely, y'all. Like, yeah, now y'all see why I like to hang with her, because her wisdom and knowledge is no joke. Patrice Lovely, oh my gosh, October is the month for Madea's Boo. Why y'all have my husband cracking up in that movie theater? You know he ain't never been to a Tyler Perry play, and he laughed like he had never laughed before.
Oh, wow.
Are you excited for part two?
Absolutely. You know, this is my second movie, so I'm really excited. And even as far as that, Tamar, you know how that goes with Tyler. He sees talent. He sees your gift. And if you're able to rock and roll with his playbook, then, you know, he's going to put you to work, definitely. I'm so excited. I can't wait for people to see Butu, because he once again outdid himself again.
Oh, my God. I know we can't wait. All right, so we're about to play a quick game real fast. Five questions with Tamar on Tamar Talks. What's your favorite color?
Black.
Black. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. What's a must-have that you have to have in your dressing room?
Music.
What is your favorite saying?
If you can look up, get up. We fall down, but we get up. If you can look up, get up.
What is your favorite United States city, and what is your favorite place to travel abroad?
Baltimore, Maryland, because of the crab, honey. Those blue crabs, they just do something to me. I just pop up and go get on a plane and take a trip to Baltimore, eat crab, and turn around and come right back home.
And what's your favorite country or place to visit abroad that you've traveled to?
Paris. I took the Paris trip alone.
Wait, when was this?
This was... goodness, this was 2014, I believe.
I've been hearing a lot of women do that, and I'm trying to get up the gusto to do it myself, but okay, you did it, so that means I can definitely do it, so I'm about to try
Absolutely.
That myself.
I had a ball. You have to be safe, though. Definitely have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. And then your final question is, what is the item that you just splurge on?
Watermelon, crab. That's it. As long as I have that, I'm good.
Oh, Patrice, okay. So good to see you. you too, Homegirl. You understand what you mean to me as just like as a person. You're just really a sweetheart, and I really appreciate the consistency of who you are. I'm just so excited to see how God just keeps doing his thing through you because it's so needed. The timing couldn't have been better.
You know what? I appreciate that. I appreciate that from my soul because, you know, a lot of people you meet, you don't click. You know what I mean? You just don't click, period. And you was one of those, like, right off the rip, like, oh, I love her. I love her spirit. I love everything about her. I love her style, just everything. You know what I mean?
Aww.
And, I mean, I don't take to a lot of people, you know? And when I do, I hold on to that. I cherish the friendship. You know, it means a lot to me. So, Tamar, I feel the same way that you feel when I tell you I can't wait to spend time with you and so we can just kick it and chill and chop it up and do girls' things.
A girls' trip it is, Patrice. No script needed when I say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Oh, wait. Miss Hattie wants to say something?
Hey, y'all, this your Hattie Mae. And you listening to Tamar Talk. Oh, pretty, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Madea Boo 2 in theaters October 20th. Go and show your love and support. Tag me in the photos as well at your attendance of this amazing film. I know you guys are going to laugh as hard as I am, or maybe laugh even harder. I hope you enjoyed this informative and very empowering and inspiring interview by Patrice Lovely. To all my teenagers and young adults, keep following your passion, keep trusting your heart, keep believing God, and no matter what, keep moving forward. That's what matters. When you get up every day, all you can do is ask God to order your steps, guide you in all things, give you clarity and wisdom, and like Patrice said, nothing can go wrong. I'm your girl, Ashley Tamar Davis, aka Tamar, now Mrs. Grant. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for listening and tuning in. Stay close to your technology devices and listen every Tuesday as I try to share my views as a woman, a wife, a daughter, and as an indie artist. I can't wait to share more hot topics, edutainment news, careers, love, and more. You can always visit me at www.tamardavis.com or follow me on all social media at The Tamar Davis or Tamar Davis Music on Facebook. And don't forget to use hashtag Tamar Talks. If you call in, you just may be featured on my show and speak directly with me and win some upcoming prizes. It's always the holidays on Tamar Talks Radio because I'm always in the mood to give. Well, not always. Remember, the sky is not the limit. Your mind is. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Wake up. You're beautiful. Loved. And blessed. I was just a piece of clay. I was formless. You gave me a new name with the breath of life. I now live abundantly. All I needed was the power of sin and the blood on Calvary. But too much power can sometimes turn to shame. Too much desire sometimes make you feel the same. But forgiveness is how you win the game. I beg the truth, now I know the truth. And that is when you came and said I was beautiful, loved and blessed. I'm better than the day before, 'cause you made me confess that I am beautiful, loved and blessed. When you're free, you're really free indeed. All you gotta do is just plant the seed.
Constant battle to stay. stay ahead of the game. Is anybody famous? Well, everybody wants fame. Always trying to break you down, thinking that it'll raise them up. I just wanna be happy. Come take this bitter cup from me. If I were to ever write down my life story, I could truly say, with all fame and glory, I was just a piece of clay in need of the potter's hand. 'Cause when you whispered in my ear the words I somehow understand, oh, beautiful, loved and blessed, I'm better than the day before, 'cause you made me confess that I am beautiful, loved and blessed. When you're free, you're really free indeed. All you gotta do is just plant the seed. Oh.
Everything you made, you said. Before the fall of man, you said,
that's good.
Every time I walk in faith,
that's good.
You let me see another day.
Oh.
Before the earth was made, you said,
take
I will lead the way and you'll
go far.
Knowledge and understanding, understanding is good. And when I wake up in the morning, all I hear in my hood is people saying that they're
beautiful,
beautiful.
Will you rescue me from the darkness? And now I just must confess,
I am beautiful. Loved and blessed.
When you're free indeed. All you gotta do is just plant the seed.
Hey, hey, hey. Wake up, it's a new day. Hey, hey, hey. Wave your hands in the air and say, hey, hey, hey. Wake up, it's a new day.
Down. Still, I must confess that I am
beautiful.
When you wanna give up, don't, 'cause you know you've always got a friend.
Another 24 hours with my life on display. What will happen next? I'll tell you if I could, but no matter what happens, sun up to sun down, I'm good. That's the way I start looking in the mirror. I put it in perspective and my focus gets clearer. I'm staring down my goals like a pitcher throwing strikes, and I'm aiming for perfection like Harley building bikes. Can we all be good people with house and a Beamer? With good health and wealth, but I guess that I'm a dreamer. Go hard or go home, go to hell or go to Christ. I've been to hell and back. In fact, I make that trip twice. So I appreciate the small things like chilling in the spot. Get it bucked when I hear my song like this is why I'm hot. Or shout out to S, speak to neighbors in my hood. When they ask what's up, just throw the deuce and holler back. I'm good.
How you living?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling.
Double OD good. How your money?
I'm good.
How your body?
I'm good.
I'm G double O G G double O D good.
How you living?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling.
Double OD good.
How your money?
money. How you body?
I'm good. I'm G-double-O.
I keep it simple, black and white, so I flow in my lotto. 50 took 9 to get rich, so I changed up my motto. I love chasing paper, but not chased by shells. In fact, you can keep that cheddar, cause something about it smells. There's a million words arranged in a million different orders. My flow is continuous, so you can call me Waters. Or Ocean's 11, 12, or Ocean's Infinity. I'm damned if you hold me, so I'm flooding your vicinity with the salt and the light, but my salt isn't sour. My light is charged by a sun, so I'm solar powered. If you're married to the game, then your spouse not secure. Like Christ married the church, his intentions were pure. It's the body of the church that committed infidelity. He expunged out records of the spiritual felony. I was charged with wasting life and my chances were slim, but you can keep your jury cause I'm judged by him. How you living?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling
double OD good. How your money?
I'm good.
How your body?
I'm good.
I'm G-double-O-G-G-double-O-D
good.
How you living?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling
double OD good. How your money?
I'm good.
How your body?
I'm good. I'm G-double-O-G-G-double-O-D
I was picking out the best of the 21st century, wondering what it takes to have you all mention me. My focus is God, I cannot miss out on your list, cause he's the one that blessed me with this lyrical list. Don't worry about my age, cause I'm fly for life and ageless, what? And according to his riches and his glory, never wageless. Do you think rapping Jesus Christ would get his first Grammy? Go down as a great like Dean, Frank, and Sammy. My bars about the streets became redundant and anemic. I was eating words of truth and they left me all believing. It kept coming up and spilling on my verse, and I tried to clean it up, but it spread and it got worse. But like a good neighbor, my God is there to clean up all my messes like Don King's hair. Now I see the twist in every story that is ever told, like the alternate endings in every DVD that's sold.
I'm good.
How you living?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling
double OD good. How your money?
I'm good.
How your body?
I'm good.
I'm G-double-O-G-G-double-O-D
good.
How you living?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm chilling.
Double O-D good. How your money?
I'm good.
How your body?
I'm good.
I'm G-double-O-G-G-double-O-D good. Hey, I know y'all feeling this, man. Everybody goes through a little something, but it doesn't matter. I'm good, baby. I'm good. Every time you see me, I'm good. Chim Live.
Everything is complaining the while I am doing so good without the money, without the stress, without the people, yeah.
I've often wondered how long should it take for me to trust someone.
How long
should I stand on faith that day will surely come? I've often dreamed of sharing a part of me, my mind and soul, so much to
let go.
Will he do the same? Should I take it slow? If you let him be yourself, let him open up to you. Listen when he cries, know that he has feelings too. He doesn't like the world he lives in, but he's learned to fight day and night. And that's when I realize that when
a man starts to cry, then he will open up his mind. He will hear
no matter
what people say.
Oh,
a man's cry never lies.
Oh, through his tears he reveals all his fears, no matter what the case.
Maybe
he will frame his world by what
he sees.
Though he falls, he lives life for destiny, shows his pain in mysterious ways.
Day by day he prays
and dares to believe. If you
let him be yourself,
let him open up to you. You will
enter to his heart.
You'll discover so much new. So when all is said and done,
he'll find peace.
You have won. You've gained the right to see. He cries to be free. So when a man
starts to cry,
then he will
open up his mind. He will, no matter what people say.
Tears reveal. So when you let it show, you can let it go until then.
When a man starts to cry, then he will
open up his mind.
He will.
No matter what people say.
Hey, Tamar. Tampa M loves what you're doing with Tamar Talks. I just wanted to call in and let you know that I absolutely love what you're doing. I like hearing about your perspective on things in life and what you like and don't like. And I just think Tamar Talks was a great idea, and I love it. Please continue because it's wonderful.
My butterflies, good butterflies, when you walk through the door, don't need a doctor, I'm lovesick, and your touch is the cure. You're the reason I can reason with this world that I know. So cool, so cool. Turn my summer rain into snow. A sweet melody, let's make sweet music. Music.
My butterflies, get butterflies. When you walk through the door, don't need a doctor, I'm so lovesick, and your touch is a cure. You're the reason I can reason with the world that I know. So cool, so cool. Turn summer rain into my snow. Loving you is like making music, and I'll use it. Kissing you. Sweet music. Let's make sweet music. Let's make sweet music.
Let's make sweet music. Loving you. It's like making music. So I'll use it. Kissing you.
I'm so in love. I'm so in love. Only in my dreams she comes to see me. Only in my dreams she belongs to me. Strange as it may seem, I look forward to sleeping so that I I may see her again. Slowly we make love while the full moon smiles at us. I like the way your hips sway through the sweet summer breeze. High from above I hear angels sing to us. And she looks at me and says, I love you, Tony. Dreams to me are my reality. All the love I feel's gotta be real. Even though I'm in love with a fantasy, I can never change the way I feel. Today she held my hands as we strolled down the Milky Way shores. Using our minds, we intertwined through another space and time. And then we took a swim through an ocean of red roses. Man, it feels so good, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Losing my mind.
I'm so in love. I'm so in love. Tell me it ain't real, man. She's my friend. And dreams to me are my reality. All the love I feel has gotta be real.
Gotta be real.
Even though I'm in love with a fantasy, can never change the way I feel. So in love, I'm so in love, I'm so in love, I'm so in love. You can't tell me I'm not real, no, you can't tell me it's not real. She's my friend. You can call me crazy, 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 but she's my friend. I can't wait to fall asleep and see her again. Even though I'm in love with a fantasy, I can never change the way I feel. I'm so in love.
Inside of me, I wanna be free.
I can do that.
soul.
Getting stronger
every day.
I'd rather wait for someone
living through the struggle
who leads me to brighter days. I no longer keep waiting on broken promises, staying up or waiting for your kisses. It's more than I can bear. You seem to have no care.
Someone comes along
and takes what's left.
I can do better
all by myself.
All by myself.
I can do better all by myself.
I can do better.
I don't need you,
nobody.
It's already bad.
It's already bad.
All by myself.
Oh, but I don't know.
I can be hardly.
I can be hardly.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tim and Kyle Durrett from Queen Sugar, and you're listening to Ashley Tamar on Tamar Talks.
And it cuts like a knife. I feel your real feelings you always hide. And it's killing me ever so slowly to see love drift away. We both have old wounds, accept my apology, 'cause I can't see it any other way. I just wanna be with you setting to the rise of the sun. I just wanna be with you till our hearts and souls are one. I just wanna be with you. I wanna know your everything. I just wanna be with you. See what the future brings. And I'm not saying it's all your fault. I've done my share, playing my part.
I refuse to let it go.
Without a real try, why are we doing this, baby? Oh, we're only hurting ourselves. Playing these games will go crazy, yeah. But for me, I know there's no one.
Just wanna.
the words I love you, so nice and pure. Never felt butterflies inside. Never had the softest kiss. Never thought you'd say the words I miss you, but you do feel this. You take my breath away every time you touch me with sincerity. I find myself glowing at the mention of your name. Ever mine, ever thine, ever I.